Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today, on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question regarding one of the titles of the second Imam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. As you know, each of the Imams had a certain title, had a certain laqab or title, which was given to them. Sometimes these titles were given to them by God, sometimes by one of the other a'imma, sometimes even by the enemies of the a'imma. In any case, it's people are often curious as to why the imams were called by these titles. You know, what's the secret behind it? And there's interesting stories behind the reason why the imams were given these titles. Some of them are very clear. Like, for example, Imam Baqir alayhi salam is called Baqir, yani Baqir al-Ulum. And this is an indication to the fact that he propagated the sciences of the Prophet, the prophetic sciences, the sciences of religion and Islam to others. And he opened them up for others and taught others these sciences. One of the epithets and titles of the second Imam is Karime Ahlul Bayt, which means the noble or the generous one from the Ahlul Bayt. So today we're going to look at why the second Imam, was called the generous one from the Ahlul Bayt. This goes back to the great generosity and benevolence that the Imam showed to the poor in his lifetime. There's many, many stories regarding the generosity of the second Imam. Today we're going to be relating some of them for our esteemed listeners. Allama Muhammad Baqir Majlisi, in the book Jala'ul Uyun, page 241, has related the following account regarding Imam Hassan alayhi salam. It has been related in this book that one time the Imam was passing a group of poor people on his horse. These poor people, these beggars, they were sitting on the ground and they were eating dry pieces of bread that had been, scattered on the ground. Probably people had thrown away. These beggars were eating these dry pieces of bread on the ground. When those people, those beggars, saw the Imam, they immediately asked the Imam, invited him to come and join them and eat with them. When the Imam heard this, he graciously came down from his horse and he went and sat with them. He said, God does not like the proud people, the arrogant people. The Imam sat with them, ate with them, and when he was finished eating with them, he invited those poor people, those beggars, to his home to eat food with him. And he took them to his home. He fed them. And he also gave them clothes as gifts and then sent them away. This is one of those stories which indicates the great benevolence and generosity of the Imam. One time, the Imam was asked, why are you so generous? Why is it that you never send away somebody who asks something from you without giving him anything? The Imam replied that I am also someone who asks God, for my needs. And God never deprives me of what I ask from him. And I am ashamed, therefore, to send away somebody who asks me something. Send him away hopeless. God gives me out of his grace freely, and I also want to help the people, in the same way. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at the generosity of the Imam, and why he is called Karime Ahl al-Bayt. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.